Okay, Dwayne, I want to interrupt you because we're going to the same old method. I want this time spent for members to ask you questions so that we can be on page, not what you want to tell us, but we want to know what we want to ask. So I'm going to go around the table, starting with this member, and go around the table.
I have
go ahead.
Two questions. One, I see that we have a report from you, and we know since exactly June 14, 2015, we have a budget motion that the PMU passed. What we are supposed, and I think that I gave you probably twice to you, when we have our reports, this motion of the PMU said exactly what the report should have in there. I don't know if everybody had the motion, but the general manager does have the motion because they did it twice to me. And for me, it's important. We are changing. I mean, this is needed, but we need all this information because we are working in a different way. We need this the report to act this way. It's every quarter, 15 days, between 15 and 30 days after the quarter, we need to have this information the way that we are asking to receive it, because it's useful for us to work. The second thing is, I saw the first report from the first quarter of FY 2016, and according to the report, the PFP is in the red. We received from the CFO for the 30 months, we are in the red. Nothing, I don't see is any of this report in the report.
What's reflected in my report is what I wrote to you that says that we're about 7% behind what we had projected. But also, I would reflect that you as a veteran PMB member have still not passed a 15 budget. And so what I was intending to make in terms of quarterly budget adjustments were, as I said in this report, 2 months into the second quarter of the year, we still don't actually have a past budget, and you have informed me in past meetings of your intention to make changes at the national ordinance level when the budget does come up for discussion beyond those changes you've already made at the National Finance Committee. So I, I'll just reflect that back to you.
Okay, but the information that we got from the first report. The first 2 months. The one that we have from the CFO is the correct information at the PSD is on there. That gives you the
As far as I'm aware, yeah. If you have a specific question about a specific number or an area, I'd be happy to get the business manager to dig into it.
Yes, what I want is we receiving the report in that form because then we can work with this. Because it might be talking about apples and oranges and it's impossible to compare. That's why, if you want, I can give you again the information.
Please, please do.
Okay. Next question. Coming around the table. Hearing none. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I got a question. What role, if any, do you see for this board input into programming?
Well, the board is specifically prohibited from day-to-day operational activities. So in terms of program specificity, I would hope very little to none. But in terms of general direction and vision, I would hope for quite a bit.
That's pretty general. So you mean, for instance, if the board here, say, for instance, had a unanimous vote that they wanted a program on X, that would be of no consequence?
Well, no, that would be of consequence, sure. case in point, I suppose, would be, again, in the history file, there was something called the DN7 movement that some people here know all too well, that that went on for a number of years over a mythical vote by the board at a certain particular time that was, you know, used as a political cudgel against other members of the board who, you know.
Well, assuming it's not politicized, such a political but cudgel, but the board voted to have a, I don't know, have a program on, I don't know, Black Lives Matter or the 2016 presidential, campaign.
Yeah, no, I get that. And I think those are both highly important topics, and I can name, in my mind, I can run through more than a handful of programs that already exist on KPFT for whom those topics are probably high on the list of the priorities that we're going to be focusing on this year, and have been.
Does that seem to you sufficient for something like those are two major topics?
I think those are two great major topics. So, again, I don't know what you're wanting me to reflect back to you.
I'm just wondering if you're good. So basically, you're saying that you don't see any sort of role for that board on programming.
No, I didn't say that. I said I expect the board, as representatives of the community, to have some quite wide-ranging views on programming. I would hope very diverse views on programming, reflecting the diversity of the whole community. But in terms of we want X program on at X hour, I don't know that that's actually within the purview of this body. I don't think that that's within the bylaws. I mean, I haven't memorized all 49 pages.
Execution wants to be. Last year, Execution Watch, it's 2 years now, was going to be moved to the HD3 channel, and the board told him, essentially, almost unanimously, if I recall correctly, that we did not want it to move to the HD3 channel, but wanted it to remain on the main channel because of the importance of the issue to us. And he went back, and the next day, it was back on schedule where we wanted it.
Yeah, okay, that's a good example where the program director made a decision, and based on feedback from this body, I overruled it.
Well, actually, that is something the program committee will explore and see whether or not there will be a good working relationship between this board and the program director and manager. I'm still coming around this side. Are there any questions?
Yes. I had one. On KPFTX, there is a Spanish language task force listed. However, there is no transcript, there's no archives, there's no way to contact this body. It's listed as a P&B thing. I don't even know if as a station, if we have that.
You can volunteer.
Ernesto is basically working with Spanish language groups, a number of them, and Alma has mentioned some of that. There are others who are doing programming, and a lot of it is being booted up through HD3.
We'll get off track. We've got questions to the manager, specifically to the manager, and if he answered your question sufficiently, if not, ask him to respond in writing, or you'll get with her. Okay. Next.
I'm good. I'll pass.
Next.
Pass.
Next.
Pass.
Next. Next.
Pass.
Okay.
The board, P&B, voted as part of the strategic plan, that the, for 20 or so different accounts throughout the network would be centralized, coordinated through the CFO. And the CFO is clearly enthusiastic about that. Has any of that happened yet? And is that part of why the CFO now has access to everything?
To my knowledge, based on the conference call we had this afternoon, it's in progress. But that the it has not occurred yet, and both the Washington, D.C. and New York stations are still, I guess, non-compliant at this point, though intending to be so. But have, for example, out of Washington, D.C., they still haven't paid their own health care insurance package from January, let alone for February, which essentially puts every other station's personnel piggyback on that insurance plan, including all the state gifties in January.
Okay, next.
I approve of your commenting on the programming update in regards to explaining about Jim Hightower and the Native News being a three-day-a-week replacement, because I like to get that kind of news. In general, it seems in America, news only happens Monday through Friday. And I'd like to see some more news programs on the weekends. Even our university-sponsored rival on the weekend goes over to a bunch of non-news programming. But anyway, how many people are working on our internet presentation and keeping things up to date?
I couldn't tell you exactly.
Who is the principal person?
Well, Ernesto is in charge of the web.
Okay, thank you.
Next. Yes.
Can we, I think that we're in the...
You're going backwards here?
I will ask for an extension.
Okay.
I am
Chair entertains an extension of the allotted time. We are out of 15 minutes now, right?
Right.
Well, I've been sitting here holding my hand up for almost...
Right now, we're dealing with parliamentary procedures, which is 15 minutes were allotted. The 15 minutes are up. We need an extension. I'm entertaining a motion to extend the time. Yes, ma'am.
I'll make a motion to extend the time.
Extend the time by?
6 minutes.
6 minutes? I think that's not going to get enough.
No, 10.
Okay, 10. I heard a second. The motion's been made by Ms. Marino. Ms. Marino and Mr. Davis, second. And subsequently, we've extended 10 minutes. So now we go to where I left off, which was here.
No? You do have to take a vote on that.
Oh. Well, okay. Are there any objections? I don't have to take a vote. Now, go ahead.
That's good.
Okay. I know that the KPFK website was offline for non-payment, and I went on the other day and couldn't pull up their program calendar and call them about that. Are we having similar problems with our website, and who, if we are, how have we addressed them?
No, we're not. We're having problems with our internet service at the station, and sometimes getting things in or out, but not with the website.
Now we're up to you.
Thank you.
You are. Okay. We'll see about it. I thought we were supposed to have five or six new Spanish language programs being added to the program schedule. Mm-hmm. Is that true? It was sort of being required of us by National.
There was an initiative from the PNB to direct the stations to create some Spanish language programming that would be either shared amongst the stations or created individually, but the intent that we were given by the executive director was that this could be shared programming, as we had experimented with once before with Informativo Pacifica out of KPFK. And Ernesto is in the process of putting new programs on HD3 right now. There's a handful of Spanish language programs happening there. How that evolves into what within this directive from the PNB that there be at least an hour a day each day, Monday through Friday, somewhere between 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. is still undetermined.
Sorry. Well, the question I was going to ask is why couldn't that same criteria come for Black programming? I mean, given the fact that there may be 90% of Cuba, sometimes it seems like they're Afrocentric, and about, I don't know, 90 million people in Brazil that are Afrocentric, both in color and culture. I mean, when do you decide these people are Latino, and when do they become what they look like?
I'm not the one determining this. I think it comes down
to
a self-selection process, just like anyone here can say I am or I want to be considered.
That's not.
No, I don't think
that's
so.
Not. That's not true. It don't work. It don't work.
Me? Who knows?
It's a matter of culture. But that's what I'm talking about is the criteria of deciding what kind of cultural face you will show on the radio, and what kind you will leave out, and which kind don't you think matters?
Well, I think in the case of the PNB mandate, it's Spanish language. It's not cultural. It is a cultural. It's not talking about a racial perspective.
Yeah, but you would have to. If you were from Mexico, you would have an Indo heritage. If you were from Brazil, you would have an Afrocentric heritage. If you had to, deal with them, and you didn't acknowledge culture, look at Honduras. When you walk down the street in Honduras, they look like dudes I saw in Fifth Ward. When did they stop being the dudes I saw in Fifth Ward?
I've been to Honduras.
I'm trying to make a point. There are people called Garifuni in the Caribbean, and they have never been enslaved. They escaped from slave pirate ships when they were in the region. And there's some, there's some of those people all over South and Central America, Nicaragua, for instance. I'm asking a question because I was trying to figure out how you're going to decide whether something is important and something isn't.
Well,
cool.
I get your point, and, the Honduran Garifuni were represented on KPFT recently in coverage of the Rothko Chapel Romero Awards, and I'd like to see us...
I was playing the music the same day.
Yeah, I'd like to have us a little bit more intimate with the Rothko Chapel.
Be cool.
Do you need more time?
No, I don't need any more time.
Okay. Next?
I just had questions mostly about the foodie card. How were the restaurants picked for the foodie card?
Tony could answer that probably better than I, but essentially it was a the first people to agree, and the first people that were approached were all the people who have over the years been people who gave us food free for lunches, and so they were the database from which the first approaches were made, and as people agreed, and as we built that card, it was the first yeses that got charter member listing, so to speak, on the back of that card, where the others will all end up, as they are right now on the home page through that link, which
okay.
I find a little chunky on my computer. So.
Well, I don't think it's a bad idea or anything, but since we are like a commercial-free radio station, I'm just concerned with having programmers maybe like say the names of the restaurant on the air and stuff like that when promoting the card. So I don't know if there's, I have received information about the card and telling people to go on the website, which I think is great too, instead of saying the names on the card to just direct people to the website. But I'm just concerned that maybe other programmers, might just not be as conscious about not promoting businesses on the air.
Now,
I guess that's not really a question.
Well, you actually got it. That's a policy issue, ladies and gentlemen. And that is what this board's job could and is in terms of station policy with respect to commercialism, whatever the case is. If you want to further have this discussion, I suggest you have it in governance. With regard, if you have issues with that, come to the governance meeting, get the governance committee chair to put it on the agenda, further discuss it. But I want to expedite these moments for the last few minutes we have, and I hope your question was at least touched, but the governance committee can get to the bottom of it if you so choose. Next.
Pass.
Next.
Joanne, would you please explain to me what in this budget versus actuals line 3.4 means? I should have asked this many, many years ago, but I really don't understand what I'm supposed to get out of this information, and so I'm honing in on that specific item for clarification.
Okay, 3.4 under expenditures development. Okay, and are you looking at the November budget or the year-to-date budget?
Both.
Okay. I'll look at the year-to-date. It's printed bigger.
30,000? 20,000?
It shows that we've spent $3,048 this year more than was originally budgeted in the development area, which, you know, essentially there are three main areas of expense in the KPFC budget: admin, programming, and development.
Admin, programming, and development.
And that's reflective, as the detail on the tinier print one says, of spending a little more on premiums than we originally budgeted for. Which isn't that unusual on a month-to-month or season-to-season basis in terms of as something's being built, not knowing whether the cash flow will mandate that we start a drive as we had to in September before the fiscal year even started, and ordering premiums sometimes out of the season or the month in which they were originally budgeted to be purchased. Or sometimes it's as simple as Amy Goodman whipping out some very expensive things that we have no way of knowing until the day she does it.
Okay, next.
Me?
Yeah.
I just wanted to follow up on George Rogers' question, because I really think this school survival of Pacifica is very important for us to keep our books in order. Do you have any, it shouldn't cost us anything, so it's just a matter of processing some paperwork to get the CFO access to our accounts. Do we plan on having that done? When would you say it would probably be done by?
I'm pretty sure that the CFO has access to our accounts. I was talking specifically about Washington, D.C. and New York City.
Okay, I'm just worried about ours. Make sure we're in compliance. I don't want to be left behind.
Okay. Most of the senior staff at KPFC is either out on sick leave or bereavement right now, so it may be the better part of a week before I can actually confirm any of that for you, but I can.
Okay. We've got, I assume, 2-3 minutes left. Did you have your opportunity? You have a comment or a question?
No, I'm making a comment.
I would like...
Well, yeah, I got a couple of questions, and to close this out. Dwayne, who approved the local station budget that you're operating under right now?
Well, so far, the National Finance Committee.
Well, I guess what I'm really getting at is it was never presented to the local station board, and it was never approved by the local station board. Is that correct?
No, that's not correct.
Well, remind me, because I was here those months, and I don't recall it being submitted or approved.
Well, I forget how many different versions of this budget were submitted, but it was probably a half a dozen.
It was submitted to a committee. It was not submitted to the LSB. Let's be clear about that. The reason I asked you that question is because you referred to the B&B member like it's her responsibility for not getting this through. But it was you and the finance chair, Mr. Crozier, who decided to take it out of our purview and take it to the finance committee as some ruffian or roughshod. That was a mistake, because what it did was usurp the authority, one of the few authorities, of this body. And I take issue with that. The second question I have is...
Well, I'm sorry, that sounded more like a personal attack than a question.
It wasn't a personal, it was a fact.
No,
you took, you did not submit this budget to this body. You can't deny that. Anyone who was here the last 12 months, no, that's a fact. That's not a personal attack. It's a fact.
You know, I think you're somehow mistaken. But, you know, after meeting with the Finance Committee, until the fiscal year had already begun, and coming to no success in getting the local finance committee to ever approve, I think we're up to version 7 when finally a management variation was submitted directly to the National Finance Committee.
Without our knowledge. Now, the second question I want to ask you is, do you believe it is honorable for the station manager, who is duly charged with the station, as you like to report? The board doesn't have any authority to tell the station manager or the PD what to do. But for you to use the people's airwaves to ask folk to come to this board and because they want to fire you, because they want to get rid of you, do you think that's honorable?
I did not do that.
I have it on tape, sir.
Well, then, please go ahead and play it.
Okay. Well, I don't have to play it. The fact that you did it more than once last year, when you asked people to come down to this board meeting, and you had your emissary do it, when you didn't do it the second or third time, you had the person that produced with you to do it. Do you believe that is honorable? We're talking about this come by live and really getting to know each other. Is that honorable?
Point of order.
I'm
you didn't have a problem with the other questions?
No, I'm really kind of bothered by the whole tenor of your approach to this this whole session. And, you know, and if in the future you want this LSB meeting to be the general manager's question and grilling session, I would ask that you maybe change your agenda to reflect that as opposed to the general manager's report. And I, on the Open Journal program, have tried to bring people from the community to come to these meetings to see who they were voting for, to see what this committee of the community does for the station, and encourage people to come and to participate if they wished. And nothing much more than that.
Well, I heard a totally different thing, and I thank you for your response, but hopefully
I don't think it's very honorable
in the future,
the way that you're approaching this entire
I certainly don't think it's honorable for you not to show up here for 5 months and then not expect that you are going to be asked questions. That and frankly, maybe the tone of the question you may have an issue with, but nothing that was asked or nothing that was stated is incorrect. So I take issue with the fact that you, the general manager, would circumvent one of the A through M responsibilities of this board and take it out of the purview. Now, I'm going to relinquish the chair to the vice chair. I'm going to excuse myself. Mr. Chair, we are now at the point of Ms. Sayabara's Naotomi's issue has been remanded or sent to the committee, and we're going to populate the committees now.
Can I request to find out if there's any questions of the ARDC report before I do that?
Well, actually, it's not at the ARDC. When we get to the ARDC, you can do that.
All right. All right.
Are we finished with questions to the manager?
Okay. Nancy Sayabara Naotomi, motion to set policy on when and how to go into executive session. Do you have a motion?
I think somebody else made that motion.
All right, if there is no such item, we will move on to the item B, populate.
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir.
Is it the general...
What is your question?
Is it the general manager's responsibility or the finance committee's responsibility to bring those things to the board?
What things are you talking about?
I'm sorry.
And
yes.
I'm asking a point of information, and I'm asking a gentleman that has plenty of experience with it.
He wasn't in finance committee.
Hank, you're out of order. Number one, this has nothing to do with 11B populating.
Point of information.
By the way, the correct terminology is request for information. What is your request, Teresa?
I have a request for information. Did we go through all the standing committee reports, or did we just move new business up? Because we got to... What happened to the standing committee report?
We made it through all of them, including ARDC, mm-hmm. which is item H, mm-hmm. and there was no one here from the committee advisory board. Do we have a report from the Committee of Inclusion? Okay. Do we have an ad hoc committee on program council or some...
That's some a long time ago.
Okay, so we're past that. We're
not here.
Oh, excuse me. Is that the ad hoc committee on program council?
Yes.
Okay, you have 5 minutes to present your report.
Sir, isn't first 9B committee of inclusion?
Is there anyone here to report from that committee?
If I don't mistake, the chair told us at the beginning that the report should be in writing.
Has someone submitted such a report in writing? All right, then let me move on to ad hoc committee on program council. George, you have 5 minutes.
Something in writing? I was not aware that this was even on the agenda. It's a little while ago, and I don't have anything in writing.
Well, I'm going to give you the freedom to give up to 5 minutes to provide us with the information.
What a question.
Hold on a second. Adriana and Hank, you're both out of order. And did you have
A question.
I don't know what that means. Is it a point of information, point of parliamentary inquiry? What do you mean?
Point of inquiry.
Okay.
Why is the ad hoc committee allowed to speak for 5 minutes without a written report, but the committee of inclusion is not?
I'm going to allow anyone to report in any way they see fit at this point in the agenda, since I am now chairing the meeting. I did not hear that there is any... God, this is dumb. You know, cut the crap. Let George give a report unless someone has a COI report to give, which no one does.
Adriana does.
She does.
Sorry, Mr. Chair.
I asked, does anyone have a COI report to give?
He did. I said no in writing as the chair.
I didn't ask in writing. Do you have a report to give?
Yes, sure.
Okay, do you mind if I let George go and you can get your...
No, please.
George, you've got 5 minutes, and then Adriana will have 5 minutes.
So what this is about, for those of you who are new on the board, is some time ago, the Pacifica National Board directed the executive director to set up program councils, which would be committees of the management, which would have members of the LSB on it, and as well as staff and listeners. The idea was to respond to... There is one section in the bylaws that talks about the LSB working cooperatively with management on program. So this was supposed to be a vehicle for that to happen. It didn't happen. The executive director at the time, no longer there, I believe, did in fact ask people. I was involved in setting that up on the Pacifica National Board. I was involved in doing negotiations here. And ultimately, the program director just didn't want to do it. There was a stipulation in it that the staff members had to be elected by the staff, and he didn't want to do that. He wanted to be able to appoint the staff members to the program council. Subsequently, we had a conversation, actually, in the Management Review and Selection Review Committee, in which he asked, he said he would reconsider that. But ultimately, I spoke to him subsequently, and basically he said, unless an executive director tells me to do this, I'm not going to do it. At that time, the interim executive director had her hands full of all kinds of other stuff, and I didn't even push the issue. So that's where it's at.
Can I urge you to have a motion for this body that would, if passed, effectuate what you want to create next month?
Let me say that this board actually passed unanimously support for setting up that program. So that actually did happen on this board. Subsequently, it really shouldn't be necessary to do it again.
So what do you want us to do with the information you've just shared with us? What if this... Where do we go with this? This is my last question.
I guess I would like support from this group I guess it's again an interim executive director to ask them to please implement this motion that the BND passed so many months ago. That would be useful. But we're having difficulty doing it locally. Please use your authority to make this happen.
Adriana, are you ready to give the...
I want to make it contrary. I need to agree. We have a motion from the PMB ordering that to happen. George Ryder was in charge from the PMB to implement it. This board approved and solidarity with that motion, and we support the motion. I think that there's nothing else that this board can do more than do it in the right places. I mean, we have a specific, motions that are not being followed when they are being ordered by all the governance bodies. Hey. And that is what George is saying. It's nothing else that we can do here. We need to have other measures.
Dwayne Bradley, Dwayne, with your indulgence, can we form an ad hoc committee to meet with you and Ernesto to resolve this dispute? That would include, of course, George Ryder. Who would like to serve on such an ad hoc committee with George, would you chair it? A committee? Okay, Adriana, do you want to serve on such a committee?
No, what I asked the chair not to invent things, because I'm very sorry, but George was the PMB sent him
No. Is there any objection to the creation of an ad hoc committee to meet with Dwayne Bradley and Ernesto Aguilar that George Ryder would populate? You object to the creation of such a...
I volunteer to be on.
Sometimes I don't know when to ask the question because y'all seem to be going on past the answer.
Excuse me. We have already a programming committee. What are you asking to supersede that or...
I don't see one on the... Huh?
That's time.
What? Point of order?
State your point.
It's time.
My point of order is we are out of time. Why? What are the motions? Who's presenting motion?
I present the motion.
He said he had 5 minutes to present the report that he did.
I assumed the motion, and I'm trying to, instead of all this Robert's Rules BS, I'm trying to make it happen. Is there any objection to the creation of a committee? Do you object?
In the motion, Mr. Chair?
I will.
Okay. Teresa.
I move that we develop a ad hoc committee to meet with the general manager and the PD to discuss formation of a program council, and that it be populated by George Ryder.
Yeah. Is there an objection?
Object.
Wait a second. You can vote no if you don't want this to happen. The motion is on the floor to create an ad hoc committee. It has been moved and seconded.
May I motivate?
Hold on a second. Do we want to, do we, I am disposed to resolve this matter right here and right now, but if there's objection, I will move it down to new business.
Okay, I got an objection.
Okay, we'll come back to it under new business. Okay, now, Adriana, you have 5 minutes to give us a report of the Committee of Inclusion. Will you time it?
The Committee of Inclusion is meeting since last year. We will convene again this year, obviously, once the chair asks to convene the meeting. But we are working in the motion that was passed by the PMB, and we need to answer with a report. The Committee of Inclusion is making an assessment of our, how is the composition of our audience, of our local station board, and the Houston community by itself. We are assessing what the needs of the community are. Once we have the report, we will present it. We need to present it to the PMB, but we will present it first to this community.
Have you completed your, are you having any future meetings?
Like I said, we need to set the next meeting, yes.
Okay. All right, let's move on to...
One point of information.
What is your request for information?
I did do a written report, and I would like to say something for outreach. I mean, you said some committees that didn't do a report couldn't speak. Our chair said that. But I did the report, and I would just like to say one brief thing about outreach.
How much time do you need?
1 minute.
Without objection, you have 1 minute.
If anyone would like to participate in the Cesar Chavez parade, would you please contact me? I mean, the outreach would like to do a lot of things. I don't want to tie you up in committee meetings. But I would like you to participate in events. So I'm asking people to please contact me if you'd like to be in the parade. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, we now are at number 11B, populating PNB committees. And I would like to yield to Adriana to identify and to handle this, both identifying the committees and seeing who wants to serve on such committees. What?
Let me ask.
I request a point of personal privilege to beg your indulgence, and I'll leave you to your business and depart.
Thank you, Dwayne.
Susan. Do you have that list of committees, or should I read what we are supposed to be doing today?
I don't have a list of committees.
Okay, good. We have the committees that we need to make decisions today. The audit committee that we need to select two members. I mean, the PMB select the directors. That goes from every station, but every LSP selects two LSP members that go to that committee. I mean, we need to ask if we have more than two people, obviously we need to go to elections.
I volunteer.
Wait, hold on just a moment. Let's list all the committees before we start populating them.
Okay. We have the audit committee. We have the committee of inclusion. That is, we need to elect one PMB director, right? And three LSP members. Then we have, election committee. That we elect, for the election committee, the same thing, two LSP members. We have governance committee, the same situation, two LSP members. Affiliate, the task force, affiliate, archives, and Spanish language programming doesn't have any limit. people need just to keep their names. It need to be related, obviously, to the citizen, but that's an economy. But it is a governance, audit, committee of inclusion, election committee, governance committee. I think that's it all, right?
Programming.
I said program. Oh, didn't I? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I missed whatever
the one was. It's audit, elections, governance, programming,
and inclusion.
Committee of inclusion is yeah, it's one director and three and three members. Those are the elections that we need to do tonight.
But can you name all the committees of the PMB?
Sorry?
Can you name all the committees of the PMB, not just the ones you have to fill tonight?
Well, what I'm mentioning is the committees that DCLT is related to. Because, for example, the National Finance Committee doesn't have any, the LFP doesn't decide. It's the treasurer and one director. But that goes to the PMB. The two fiduciaries, at the personal committee is the same situation as the committee just of the PMB. What is related to this LSB are audit, elections, governance, programming. Yeah, I think that are five. With the COE, the COI, I'm sorry, they are five. And the audit task forces, like I said, affiliate, archives, and the Spanish language, they are just task forces, it's not any limit. People just, but it's important because tonight, the PMB committees are being populated, and it's important that we have the representation from our LSB in those committees.
Okay, do you mind if I take this back and we'll decide to move forward? Okay. How many individuals would like to serve on the audit committee? We have Nancy.
I would like to nominate someone.
Deb, who do you want to nominate?
Ira, a guy.
Ira. Okay.
Does he accept?
So we have, do you know whether he accepts or not?
I'm asking him first. Well, I have actually asked him.
You're out of order, Adriana. I know, but ask point of information if you want to ask.
I asked him about finance, and he ceded to, he was going to be treasurer, and he ceded. So then I asked him about...
this is a yes or no.
No, he did not. He did not respond to it because he had to leave.
Okay. Can we nominate people who have not been, have not...
rejected.
All right. Okay. Do you want to try to reach him right now?
Yes, I'll call him right now.
Okay. How about COI, Committee of Inclusion? Who would like to serve?
Well, it has to be PMB.
LSB.
And three. I'll volunteer for the LSB.
Nancy?
Nancy?
Okay, who from the
COI on inclusion, one person?
We need one from the PNB. Nancy?
So we only have one nominee.
Would you like to serve as the PNB member?
PNB.
Right. We need one PNB member and three LSB members. Are you willing to serve?
For what?
Adriana, do you wish to serve as
COI? Yes.
Okay, so, Adriana?
We need three LSB.
Even though...
What are you talking
can,
about?
And I can't
Committee
be.
Of Inclusion, National Board Committee. We have one local station board person and one national board person. We have two more slots to fill in terms of the local station board members. And then the committee can grow to have members from the community. It can be of any number. So is there anybody here who would like to serve on the Committee of Inclusion? Okay.
I don't know if I can fill the LSB slot, but I do want to be on
it. No, you're PNB.
As an LSB,
you can serve on it as well. Okay. Sure, why not?
We need one more LSP.
No, we have enough. Anissa.
No, we need three.
Nancy, and she's serving as a member. V is going to be serving as a member of the board, even though she's a national. But she's serving in the capacity as a local member, which she is. All right, elections.
Point of order, maybe. Is something important there? I mean, the Committee of Inclusion, original for tonight, we have those four members. But those four members, when they meet, they can accept.
I just said that, and this is not a point of order. You're out of order. Deb.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. I want to, because...
I already said this.
No, you didn't. Mr. Wesley Betun was asking...
Deb, did you want to serve on the election committee?
Yes.
Okay. Anybody else want
to? I.
Nancy. Anyone else want to serve on the National Election Committee? Okay. Governance, National Governance Committee. Nancy. Anyone else? National Governance Committee. Don Cook, George Ryder. Okay. The Affiliates Committee.
Did you do audit?
I'm coming. Yes, I did. You nominated yourself.
Who elections? Nancy and who else? Deb?
Just wait. Affiliate. Okay, Anissa.
Nancy. Affiliates.
Nancy, is there anything you don't want to be on?
I mean, can you repeat the names?
Jerry, can everybody on that side of the room hold it down because Adriana can't hear. Okay. Archives. Who would like to serve on the Archives Committee? It's of a limited size. I'm going to go back through. These are just candidates. We're not electing at this point. Okay? Programming, National Programming Committee.
Nancy.
Hank. George, do you want to be on that?
Nope.
Okay. National Finance Committee is our treasurer. Joseph.
No, we don't elect.
We don't elect that.
Right, you're.
It's already done.
You're already done. Joseph is already on that. Okay. Nancy, if you could take out paper and pencil, I'll repeat this. For audit, we have three. Teresa.
I just talked to Ira. He's on an assignment in Chicago, and he said he has reconsidered, and he would like to spend more time on the local level on finance rather than office at this point.
So he does not wish to serve?
Right.
Okay. All right. So audit committee is both Nancy Saibara and Deb Shafto. That's resolved since there are no other candidates, and we have two slots to fill. Correct?
Yes.
Okay, Madam Secretary, you got that?
Yes.
So you may need another ream of paper before we're done. Committee of Inclusion. Okay. Committee of Inclusion. Without objection, we're going to move forward to get all this done within reason.
It's Committee of Inclusion. A national committee?
It is a national committee, but we do not have any. We've done it. Nancy, Adriana, Anissa, and V are the Committee of Inclusion. That's three local and one national. Okay, elections, we have two.
I would like to be on that committee.
Okay, well, then we have a contested election for that.
Can you tell me the names and the regions?
Okay, and then we have, let me just... We have two contested elections unless someone is willing to step down. What we have is Deb, Nancy, and Teresa for elections, and Nancy, Don, and George for governance. Okay?
Tell me the governor, please. I'm sorry.
Nancy, Don, and George. I have Nancy, Hank, and did you want to be on that committee as well, Teresa?
Are we having a secret ballot?
No, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Teresa, do you wish to? We're going to need you to create ballots, I guess.
No. Okay. Yes, I'll run for programming.
Okay. Pardon me?
I will run for programming.
Okay, Teresa. Is there any protocol for conducting these elections where we have three contested elections? Do we have any discussion, debate, campaigning, speech making for the candidates?
We do.
George, were you going to speak to that?
Well, we usually do, yes, and it's an STB election.
Okay, what is the protocol? How much time does each candidate get?
Mr. Chair. From time to time, but 2 minutes, let's say.
Excuse me?
2 minutes.
How many elections
What's the protocol for these elections for the national
one
minute apiece?
Yes.
I'm hearing 1 minute apiece. Does anybody, we have some important stuff still to do and we only have 45 minutes to do it in. Okay, let me.
Do we have four elections, right?
Three elections.
Audit. Audit,
no, not audit.
It's just Deb and Nancy only volunteered.
Okay.
The election governance program.
Okay, so for elections, in the order in which they were nominated, we have first Deb, then Nancy, then Teresa, and then Joseph will distribute the ballots. There will be no Q&A, just 1 minute, up to 1 minute to make your pitch for your candidacy.
For elections? We're talking about elections.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Deb, you have 1 minute.
This is for the CO. No, for the
elections.
Okay. I was not happy with the way the elections went last time. There was a lot of sloppiness, and I would like to do what I can to work hard on that committee and tighten it up. Make sure things go the way they're supposed to.
Are you done?
Yep.
That was short and sweet. Thank you. Okay, Nancy, you have up to 1 minute starting now. This is elections.
I've been on elections maybe 3 years. I would like to continue on this to make it, because I've collected a lot of do's and don'ts on elections, and I think we can make a much fairer elections. I don't understand why Teresa is, I had to call her so many times for elections and programming to please help us make quorum. And when the elections meet on Mondays, that's her pot luck club night. And on programming, it's, I don't understand why Teresa's running. I don't understand. Elections are very important, and I have, it's not just the last election. That's a lot of elections that I've had, a lot of bad things.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Teresa, you have 1 minute.
All right.
Elections.
Yes, obviously there were problems making quorum at the elections committee. It's a tough job, and they did decide last year to have it on Mondays, and I did express an interest in not having it on Mondays. But I did get on call, and frequently I was the person that helped make quorum. And actually, I made some calls and got other people on the calls. At times. I think that I had some very good questions. I'm very concerned, for example, that this national supervisor just decided that we didn't have to have an election in Washington, D.C. So basically, they decided they would just kind of reseat themselves. And I'd like that not to happen again. And I think I did pretty good work on that committee. And I don't think people dislike me on the committee, except maybe Nancy Sabar and Aratoma.